Well, that was really felt kind of a weird game. I certainly congratulate both teams on what I thought was tremendous effort, and was really pleased for our guys to win. Shane Foster's pretty incredible, and but I thought it was an extremely hard-fought game by both teams. It certainly lacked rhythm because of all the fouls and all the trips to the foul line. It wasn't particularly a game of particularly good shooting. You know, we missed a lot of foul shots. But it was hard fought, and that's kind of what you expect when these two programs play each other. And we're obviously delighted to come out on the long end of it.
AJ's foul trouble tonight, just how did that change everything from your guys' perspective?
Well, it changed it entirely. We go from a team that we think has a pretty good low post presence to a team that doesn't have as much or any almost. And although I thought Allen came in the second half and gave us a lift, the first time Allen was in, I thought he played well in the first half, and then the second time he was in, he didn't. But then when he went in the second half, I thought he kind of accepted the challenge that was thrown out in front of him at halftime, and I thought he did well. But, you know, obviously in the first half we jumped out to a good lead, and then Shane and AJ both picked up a couple of fouls, and we're not as deep as Tennessee, obviously, and particularly not as deep with those two guys. I mean, those are our guys, and AJ, when he went out, and never obviously got back into the flow of things, but fortunately Shane carried him and just played like Shane.
Does that make it a little more special just that maybe you play with a short deck tonight? And that's
not really, because you know your job is to find a way to win, and it, you know, if we have foul problems, somebody's got to come in and do the job, and so you can't. It's special because we needed to win. It was a big game for us. It's a home game. It's a big game for us. I think it was a big game for them. And you want to win any game, but you certainly want to win big games. And this is a big game anytime we play. And so, I mean, gosh, Bruce's orange coat is even designated a big game. So, you know, I mean, heck, it's a big game for them. It's a big game for us. And we're happy to win. We got our tails kicked at their place. They handled us like it was nobody's business. Tonight we were able to play a little better. We only turned the ball over 8 times, and you know that's kind of why we've started winning. We've started taking better care of the ball, and that's really pleasing because, again, I think they're the best defensive team in our league. I think they're the best defensive team in our league, and I'm pleased that we only turned the ball over 8 times.
Kevin, 2 years in a row now with wins over top-ranked teams. Are they special for these things that you guys remember?
Any big game is special, I suppose, if you win. And the Florida game last year for me was special, not because we knocked off a number one team, but that was as good. The final 32 minutes of that game was as good as any team I've ever had play, including that Kentucky game the other night. And so that was really special for that reason. Tonight is big. I don't know. I'll let you know if it was special in a few days. I don't know. I'm tired now.
Kevin, a few games ago, Red said you guys were the best in the country at closing out. People were late in the game.
Yeah, we wouldn't look very good if we had lost, would we?
Yeah. What goes into that, though?
First of all, a lot of work. We did late game situations yesterday. And it's something that we really work hard on. And one of the things that we believe here as a coaching staff is that a lot of times our seasons have come down to our ability to be effective in close games. Because since I've been here, we haven't blown a lot of league teams out. So we play in a lot of close games. And obviously, if you want to win, then you're going to have to be able to be effective in close games. And so we work on them. We give them different situations. We expect them to react different ways and know what we want. They know what our end-of-game philosophy is. They know when timeouts should be used and when they shouldn't be used. It's something that we try to drill very hard, and then hopefully with good play and good players, we can execute it at the end.
Kevin, you talked about foul trouble already. Both AJ and Shane picked up the two early. You brought AJ back and picked up the third one quick. What do you shake it about bringing Shane back, and how big was it for him to hit that three right now?
Well, we just got to a point where we really couldn't score. We need all of our weapons to score against them on the best of days. So we're sitting there out there without our main weapons, and so I had to put Shane back in. AJ got in foul trouble, and he went back in, hit a three, and we just kind of offensive defensive subbed in the rest of the half, but I don't like to play guys with two fouls, but I don't like to have them sitting over there with having fouls left if we're watching a game slip away from us either.
What was the role of Jamie Graham?
I wanted to play Jamie tonight because he gave us a good athletic presence on the ball. He has been terrific in practice, terrific both in terms of his effort. He stands out. He stands out in practice. And I finally decided I've had enough. If he can keep doing what he's doing in practice, then I've got to play him. And I don't care if he knows the plays. I don't care what he does. If he does what he does in practice every day, like he's been doing for about 2 weeks, I've got to play him. And it's not fair for a guy to come in and disrupt our entire first team offense by himself and do it every day and then not get in the game. But the other impetus behind that tonight was Jermaine and Red and Keegan were all going to have a bunch of turns trying to get open against their press. And so bringing that extra guy in would also, from an offensive standpoint, give us another body so that we didn't wear down at the end of the game trying to get open, because those guys have to work hard up there when they press, and they pressed a lot tonight.
Are you impressed that you think you might see more of him in the future, especially in defensive situations?
Jamie, if he keeps doing what he's doing in practice, you're going to see more of him in the future, because I believe one of my strengths as a coach is my desire and ability to be fair. And fair is fair, and he deserves to play.
Kind of the difference in Chisholm tonight in the last game. Can you talk about the difference in that?
Well, he got in a little foul trouble too, but let's see. If I can calculate correctly, if my math's any good, the difference is 14 points and 14 rebounds.
Yes.
But he got in foul trouble just like AJ did. I can't speak for them, but he probably never was able to get in a great flow either.
Kevin didn't shoot it very well. Was that down, y'all?
I thought most of their shots were contested. I think if we go back and look at the tape, I think that our defense will have had a lot to do with that. And I'm sure both teams missed open shots. It didn't feel like Chris was missing many, but I thought defensively, when we looked down and we held them to 33% for the game, that had to be some of that had to be our defense. Very proud of that.
Kevin, Shane gets 32 on 13 shots. Considering the trouble that you guys had offensively for a while, the foul trouble, considering the magnitude of the game, is that as good as he's ever played?
I just think that's great coaching. I told him tonight, I said, Shane, you need to get over 30 tonight and not take very many shots to get them. And so he did it. Gosh, it's amazing. Shane's a terrific player. I mean, he's just a terrific player. I didn't realize, I hadn't looked at his stat line, but that's phenomenal. I mean, against their defense, that is phenomenal. We were on life support there for a while, and he was it. I mean, he was our life support, the only thing keeping us breathing. I'm proud of him. He deserves this, because he's a special, special, special kid.
Is it fair to say that a good bit of the game you guys were just trying to survive with the foul trouble?
Yeah, we were just trying to get to the last few minutes and have all our guys left, and then Red fouled out. I don't need Red and Shane. I don't need those experienced guys fouling out. They need to be in the game for us. But again, for Shane to have 32 on 13 shots is really incredible.
Two more.
teamwork. Kevin, how hard was it to see your way to February back in January? You guys were on the road all those games, trying to make it through those games.
Well, I kept asking Coach Newton. Coach Newton, you back there? I see you back there. I kept asking Coach Newton, how could a guy in the SEC office schedule us the way they did when he used to be the coach here? And no, I'm kidding. You know, we lost 4 out of 5, and a lot of people jumped off the wagon a little bit, and we had to go on the road and win a couple of tough road games and come back home and win and just sort of start building our momentum. But the good thing was our players hung in there with us, and they kept believing, and we just kept working and tried to fix the things that we weren't doing well. And I think we've got some of those fixed.
One more.
Pretty successful home stand.
So far. Yeah, 4 games like this with the 4 teams that we had to play, it's terrific, because the funny thing was as everybody, including me, well, I wasn't publicly complaining, but as I was privately complaining to my wife about our schedule up early in the season, then I saw all these home games and I thought, well, I don't know what I'm complaining about, because Kentucky, Florida, Georgia, and Tennessee, it's not any better then. It's still hard, but I would say that our place was electric tonight. That this is one of the great places in college basketball on game night. And our crowd was absolutely unbelievable. And we thank you all for being here. Thanks.